This is the Centene Corporation podcast, Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease.
Chronic Obstructive Pulmonary Disease, or COPD, is a disease of the lungs. It includes emphysema and chronic bronchitis. COPD can make it hard to breathe. It is most often seen in middle-aged and older people. Smoking is the number one cause of COPD. Some other things increase the risk of COPD: asthma, airway infections as a child, family history, and malnutrition. What are the symptoms? It develops slowly. It may take years to notice something is wrong. Shortness of breath when exercising, shortness of breath when resting, waking up at night short of breath, coughing up mucus in the morning, coughing every day even when you don't have a cold, getting a chest infection that lasts more than 2 weeks, wheezing. Treatment of COPD. There are a number of treatments that may help you feel better. The most important thing for you to do is to quit smoking. Here are some other treatments. Long-term control of medications. Most are inhaled medications that you take every day to help you manage your COPD. Take these every day even if you are feeling fine. Quick relief rescue medication. Most are inhaled and to use when your breathing suddenly gets worse. Your doctor will tell you when and how to use them. Be sure to tell your doctor how often you're using them. Exercise and diet. Exercising and eating right may help you increase your strength to do everyday activities. Your doctor and respiratory therapist can help you learn how to exercise safely. Ask about a pulmonary rehab program in your area. Ask them to review your diet and to help you find ways to eat healthy. Talking with a nutritionist can be helpful as well. Breathe training. Breathe training may help you breathe easier and be less anxious about your breathing. Let your doctor know if you're feeling anxious due to the feeling that you're not breathing well. Learn helpful tips from your healthcare providers on what breathe training can do to help you when you are short of breath. Oxygen may be prescribed by your doctor. If your oxygen level is low, wearing oxygen will help you live longer and feel better. It protects your heart and brain by getting these important organs enough oxygen. It also helps you to stay more active. Your doctor will check your oxygen level when you go in for a visit, while you're sitting, and after you have taken a walk. COPD can affect every part of your life, but there are ways to help you feel better. Take an active role in your treatment and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. Let them know if there is any change. Bring your medication bottles to every visit. Work with your doctor to create goals to work towards and celebrate when you make your goals. Do your part. Quit smoking is the most important thing you can do. Stay away from secondhand smoke. Learn about COPD. Learn about your medications. Take your medicines regularly as directed. Keep all your doctor's appointments. Ask for help from your family and friends. Eat healthy foods. Wear your oxygen if the doctor has ordered it. Follow a regular exercise program. Pace yourself. Break a large task up into small pieces. Join a support group. There is no cure for COPD. The good news is that COPD can be managed, and you are an important part of this team that will make you feel better.
All information in this podcast is provided to you as general educational information only and is not intended as medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the counsel of your physician or healthcare provider who is familiar with your own unique needs and circumstances.